Live in the studio, we have got Dr. Michael Johnson. He has got a lot of letters after his name. It's basically just like a little bit of an alphabet here. And he's here to tell us about a really phenomenal, interesting Friday Lenten event that is an organ hop, I guess we could call it. It's just kind of a church hop going to different organ recitals that you can go to during your lunch break. And it's called the Bach's Lunch. Am I doing that right, Bach?
You're correct. Bach's okay. Lunch.
Bach's Lunch. But that is a possessive. It belongs to Bach, but also B-O-X.
It does.
This is, as a copywriter, kudos. That's Thank really you. Great. Okay, so this is the 24th annual Bach's Lunch Series. And Michael Johnson, thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning and telling us a little bit about it, because it's one of those things that you hear about, that's things that happen on the High Plains, and you're like, only on the High Plains. This is so cool.
Well, we appreciate you having us. This, like you said, this is our 24th year, and this series has grown over the years. We are now averaging around 150 to 200 on a Friday.
Wow.
And it's really nice, because if you do work, we give you time to get back to work. The concerts start at 12:05. They're over at 12:30. You have plenty of time to get Bach to work. And if you want to stay, the host church will provide tea, coffee, water, and a place for you to have some fellowship. And we have a lot of people that do stay after the concerts.
That's fabulous. This sounds like a really neat community, given that we have such a rich culture here for classical music. The organ, of course, you know, we've got like phenomenal organ here. Tell us a little bit about what exactly the path is. It's going to start on Friday the 8th.
It starts tomorrow. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday, so it's the 6 Fridays in Lent. And tomorrow we'll have a fabulous concert by Jim Gardner at St. Thomas Catholic. It's over there on Coulter Street. And the wonderful thing about this series is there are so many wonderful organs in Amarillo, but each organ is designed for that church. So one of our concerts is St. Andrew's, a huge organ, used to be the concert organ at the University of Texas. Fortunately, St. Andrew's was able to save that organ. And then we have smaller organs like at Westminster Presbyterian. They're beautiful instruments. They're all made for that size building. So you're going to be able to hear large organs like at First Baptist and David Lowe. And we're very excited this year to have the new organ at First Presbyterian. Norman Goad is the organist there. And Norman was the dean way back when we started this, and so we give Norman the credit for helping get this Bach's Lunch off the ground and for it to be such a long surviving series.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, you've got so many different organists, so many different organs. How do they go about selecting which piece plays in which church?
And that's another great thing about this. Each organist picks their own program. So I can expect tomorrow that Jim Gardner's concert will be reflective and meditative. And then each organist just decides, do I want to follow a Lenten theme or do I want to play other things? The year I played on Bach's birthday, everything I played was Bach that year. Mm-hmm. And so that's another great thing. We show up to the concerts and we're excited to see what do they have planned for us today.
Yeah, so you get a big reveal when you get there.
We do.
Fabulous. And Bach's birthday, 334th birthday, is actually on the 21st, Thursday, right before one of the concerts.
It is. Some years it falls during our series, and some years it doesn't. But we like to pay homage to the great Lutheran organist, J.S. Bach, and what he did for organ literature. It's a shame that so much of it was lost, but what we do have is phenomenal.
Yeah. And I wonder, is David Lowe's the organist going to be at First Baptist on Friday, March 22nd. I wonder if he's going to do a little happy birthday.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I would love that. Well, that's fantastic. Tell folks a little bit about who you are and what you do in addition to being involved with this fabulous program.
Well, I'm a retired public school teacher from the Amarillo School District, and I'm fortunate enough to spend my retirement teaching. I teach music history, jazz history, elementary education and music theory at WT, and I'm also the instructor of organ studies. And then on one day a week, I get to go to Wayland Baptist down in Plainview and teach jazz history down there. You can never have enough jazz history. And I teach their double reeds, their oboes and bassoons down there. So I'm having a great retirement and doing exactly what I want to do.
That's wonderful. I should have consulted with you for our Mardi Gras show on this last Tuesday. There's a lot of jazz history in New Orleans.
There is. And some year I'm going to get to Mardi Gras. I guess I'll just have to give my class a walk that day.
It sounds like a panic attack walking down the street for like days. It's just, I've heard that it's just fabulous. And I think I was like, I don't know. I feel like that ship has sailed. I'll just feel like, let me out of here.
Just someday I want to take my class to New Orleans and let's go to Preservation Hall and see Canal Street. Because so much of our history of jazz began there in New Orleans.
Yeah, and also the organ. I mean, the organ, you hear a lot of organ in jazz, like, you know, back in the 40s and 50s and stuff.
You do, and there are some great organists from the 50s, and maybe someday we'll offer this class for public education in the evenings, and we can tell everybody about it.
Fabulous. All right, folks, we're going to post all the information about this. This is the 24th annual Bach, B-A-C-H apostrophe S, Bach Lunch Series. It starts tomorrow, Friday, March 8th at St. Thomas Catholic Church. Jim Gardner's going to be the organist for that. And then every subsequent Friday until the final one, which is the April 12th concert, which is going to be at Westminster Presbyterian. So you've got quite a list here. This is so fabulous. What an accomplishment to get this many fabulous people on board.
I wish we had more weeks in Lent because I had more people want to play than I do have Fridays.
I know some people who don't want additional weeks in Lent. It's like, oh, have do you want a cookie? No, I can't. Oh, so I'm thinking of everyone out there that's giving up some of the delicious and cookie shaped things. Hashtag Kay Kennedy.
Well, once again, we want to thank you for having us.
Yes, this is great. Okay, folks, this will be posted so you can get all of the rundowns. You can mark your calendars. They start at 12:05 sharp, so don't be late. But you'll be back at Bach at work by 1.
Exactly. We make sure that they're only that long.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Michael Johnson, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right.